USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Nearly 3 million homes in Texas remain without power as the state's power grid administrator is hoping to begin to get electricity back on Thursday. Many are also dealing with water shortages as residents were dripping faucets to keep pipes from freezing. But now water utilities say that pressure is low and water may now be unsafe to drink as the treatment plants have also been affected by power losses. Democratic Texas State Representative Eddie Morales tells CNN that some residents in his district have been without power for the last 3 days.
The water treatment plants don't have the electricity and they are now going on 72 hours in some areas that have not had power. This idea also of these rolling blackouts that are taking place, I'm sorry to say, but they're not taking place in House District 74 for a large part. And so you have certain subdivisions, certain areas of the community that have gone all 72 hours without electricity.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Atlanta's mayor is hoping to dissuade fans from coming to town for the NBA All-Star Game. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Atlanta's Democrat Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has a message for NBA fans. Stay away from her city. The Atlanta mayor urging fans not to visit the city around the time of the NBA All-Star Game festivities. The NBA recently announcing that the annual Best of the Best game will be played at State Farm Arena on March 7th. The event is expected to be closed off from the general public. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And President Biden is expected to ask the Department of Justice to review his authority to forgive student loan debt. The president was asked about student loan forgiveness at a town hall meeting in Milwaukee on Tuesday night, saying he'd favor canceling $10,000 in debt. But some in his party are pushing the president to go as high as $50,000. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Conservative icon and talk radio pioneer Rush Limbaugh passed away Wednesday after a battle with lung cancer. He started his nationally syndicated radio show in 1988, quickly growing to become the nation's most listened to radio program. With more than 600 stations, up to 27 million people tuned into Rush on a weekly basis. Limbaugh was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer in January 2020 and received the Presidential Medal of Freedom a month later at the State of the Union address. Former President Donald Trump described that moment to Newsmax TV, saying that Rush was someone who was respected, even by those who disagreed with him.
Well, he knew a little bit about it, and you know, we had to because he was quite ill. And, you know, it's amazing that he lasted this long. Only a strong person could have. And he was actually at the hospital, and he came from the hospital, and the hospital was quite a distance away. And, frankly, in a state where he had to get on airplanes. And, you know, so we gave him a little bit of a clue. And, he was very excited. He was great. That was more emotion than anything else, if you look at it. That was the real deal emotion. Rush was really something. It was very interesting to see the room, though, because half of the room, Republicans, went crazy. And the other half sat totally silent. But the one thing is, everybody 100% respected Rush.
Rush Limbaugh was 70. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.